Being Green is brought to you by Galinda Moser of Remax. Above the crowd. Visit remaxliving.co.za.
Hello again. It's that strange intermezzo kind of period for many of us, between one number and the next, the odometer clicking over into 2018 year number. They're just numbers, but anyway, here goes on the year in retrospect. As you would expect when it comes to the state of our planet and all the pressures we have reported on and many of the issues that we haven't, some old, same old. It's easy to be downcast by some of the big picture stories like President Trump and the climate change conference pullout by the USA. Probably a case of low-hanging fruit for the president. Deliver on your election promises by a sweeping gesture of nose-thumbing at the scientific and responsible government establishments. Ignorant and couldn't-care-less supporters cheering, and certain high-stakes industries only too happy at a get-out-of-jail card. But in the long term, we shall see, won't we? And what can we do about it anyway, except follow the news, shake our heads, or perhaps even sign one of those internet petition things? I'd like to think actions of politicians like UK Environment Secretary Michael Gove have been prompted as a reaction to the irresponsibility of Trump. Minister Gove has emphasised his government's commitment to legislating cutting down of plastic in packaging, more efficient use of it, outlawing plastic microbubbles that get into the food chain, and particularly reducing or stopping plastic pollution of the oceans. 9 billion fewer single-use containers, for instance, were produced this year in the UK. Much more to follow, says Gove. He will set out how government policy will help this generation be the first to leave the environment in a better state than we inherited it, unquote. Brave words. Applause for Michael Gove and many politicians and ministers like him. What do we mean by the environment, though, and how do we measure what state it's in? Can be done and is done by scientists, specialists of one sort or another, and published by the CBOs, the NPOs, and the do-good bodies of that ilk. And thank goodness it is being done, and we have to trust that what they publish is accurate and true. The political landscape in South Africa is getting ever more interesting, we hope less alarming. Good outcomes for our people also mean a better deal for the environment. But for some, the effort to make a difference is fatal. A number of people killed this year while defending their community's land, natural resources or wildlife has passed 160, according to the monitoring NGO Global Witness, meaning 2017 is going to be the deadliest year on record. Environmental activists, wildlife rangers, indigenous leaders are locked in fierce conflicts with unscrupulous mining, logging and agricultural companies in hundreds of places around the world. They are the true heroes and victims of the struggle. You will remember the sad loss of South African-born Wayne Lotter, a leading elephant conservationist and anti-poaching activist in Tanzania. He was shot dead in Dar es Salaam in a presumed assassination. You don't have to put your safety on the line, but we all have to do the right thing. And of course, I know you will. From our FMR team and sponsor Remax, thanks for listening, and I wish you a water-wise and relaxing New Year celebration. All the best from me, John Richards, and may 2018 continue being green.
Being Green was brought to you by Galinda Moser of Remax. Above the crowd. Visit remaxliving.co.za. Our blue planet is made up of air, water and land. Together they form the biosphere. When you add white and red to our blue planet, you get Remax. Care, consciousness and commitment. At Remax, we don't just work in the community, we live there too. That's why we are committed towards a sustainable ecosystem, skills development and training. A home is four walls. Our vision is forever. Visit remaxliving.co.za. Remax. Above the crowd.